T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back on the pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve, and this Monday afternoon we're chatting with the manager of the Richmond Flying Squirrels, Willie Harris. Willie, it's been a tough couple of weeks in the wins and loss column, but there have been some bright spots to take a look at with some individual player performances, and really the ultimate goal with what you guys are trying to do here is to grow these guys into future big leaguers. First of all, when you guys are in a slide in the win-loss side like it's been over the last couple of weeks, how do you keep the guys focused on what the ultimate goal is?
Well, with the wins and losses so far for us, it definitely has been frustrating from a managerial standpoint, because that's what goes on the back of your baseball card. That's what goes back there. But from a more mental part, you still have to come into the ballpark every day with energy. These guys thrive off of what you bring them. And I think it's my job to give them energy every single day, give them my input on what I think can make them better every day. Obviously, we want to win ball games, but that's not the main objective here. The main objective here is to get these guys ready to move on with their careers and move on up through the ladder, and I think we're doing a pretty solid job in that area.
You talk about bringing energy, and you know, you're in your third season managing the minors. You're not really all that far removed from your days as a player. How do you come in here each day and bring that energy that you talk about? Because these guys, it wasn't all that long ago that you were in the same shoes that they are in.
Well, for me, it's more so I know those guys, they have no idea of what's ahead of them, most of them. You have guys like BG and Shaw. You know, they experienced some major league clubhouses and major league plane rides, and it's way better than bus rides from Richmond to Erie, Pennsylvania. And I think it's my job to bring the energy for them, to keep them hungry so that they can get a taste of what that feels like being in the big leagues. And I'm sure that's all of their dreams and goals, and it's my job to have energy for them every day. It's my job to give them whatever I can to make them better on the field and off the field.
Some of the guys who've had some success here in the recent games, we've seen most of the recent success on the offensive side. Jalen Miller's one who comes to mind, and he's had really no trouble whatsoever, it seemed like, adapting to the changes of AA versus High A.
Well, you know, Jalen's off to a pretty good start. Like you said, you know, many people might have thought, you know, he was going to have a tough time here, and he still may. We're only in the month of May, and tough times come in plenty of spurts throughout the course of a season, but as of right now, Jalen Miller's doing a heck of a job for us. He's driving in some big runs, getting some big hits for us. Really excited for his future, and really looking forward to seeing him continue to play well throughout the course of this season. Defensively, I think Jalen Miller, we need to work on that area a little bit more for him. I see him being at least a 10 to 12 year veteran in the major leagues for sure.
That's some high praise for somebody who's come in and done great work so far this year. One player who maybe didn't have as many eyeballs on him coming into this season, but he's really turned some heads so far in 2019, is Jacob Hayward. You know, he's had a couple of pretty good years in his professional career, but I think that this year so far looks like he's kind of turned a corner and really made himself a name to watch.
Well, one thing that Jacob really does well offensively is he controls the strike zone really, really well. I think he's our top guy in the organization in that area. He really doesn't expand the strike zone too much. I mean, and that just gives him credit to show you no matter how big the situation is, he's not going to change. And I think that's really, really a great attribute to have when you're trying to make it to the big leagues, is, you know, you be yourself and at all times, no matter what the situation is, and he does a great job of that.
You talk about controlling and knowing the strike zone. There's a big difference between High A, which you managed not that long ago, and Double A, and the caliber of the pitchers. And that's an area where a lot of young guys struggle. What is it about Hayward that has made that adjustment this season not so much of a struggle?
I mean, it's tough to pinpoint that. You know, throughout the course of a season, multiple guys, they get hits and they'll go 0 for 12 or something, and they feel like it's a mechanical problem, but really and truly it's not. It's more of a mental thing, and I think Jacob is very, very strong mentally. He's a tough-minded guy, and he shows it not only on the field but in the clubhouse. He's one of our leaders here, and this is his first year here in AA, and he's one of the leaders. These guys really look up to him, and like I said, I think he's doing an exceptional job, and you know, he's kind of scuffling a little bit as of late, but that's a part of the game, and you couldn't tell he's struggling because he's so strong mentally.
We're chatting with Richmond Flying Squirrels manager Willie Harris here on the Air Force Reserve pregame warm-up and talking about some of the players who have kind of shined early in this 2019 season and a couple of possible breakout names. One name that came to town this year with a lot of attention already on him has been Chris Shaw, and he's performed well on the field, it seems like, but also it really seems from an outside perspective like he's done a good job of not letting being in AA kind of bring him down, and he's been a good part of the clubhouse atmosphere here and leading some of these younger guys.
Well, I'm pretty sure once Shaw got the news that he was coming to Richmond to repeat another year here at AA, I'm pretty sure that can be very, very bad news for a player. But we had a meeting and we talked about certain things, and he's taking it really, really well. He's taking it in stride. He's doing well for us. He's getting some big hits, and like you said, he's performing really well on the field. But what impresses me most about Chris Shaw is that he never changes. He's here, and he knows what he has to do to get out of here. And we talked about it. Hey, prove him wrong. Show him they made a mistake. And he has energy on the field and off the field. He's also one of the leaders on this team. And I'm looking forward to see him continue to get better, continue to, you know, grow mentally and get stronger. His presence in the batter's box, man, is just unbelievable. Just his presence, watching him go to the plate to hit and watching how the opposing team pitches him, it's unbelievable.
Chatting with Flying Squirrels manager Willie Harris. One more thing before we wrap up for today. On the pitching side, I know that the numbers of late don't look great, but there's a little more than what's on the surface with that, where you guys have had some unexpected short outings from starters that you guys have had to manage around. What's the challenge of having to manage a double-A bullpen where you don't want to overextend guys' arms when you've had a handful of unexpected short outings from pitchers, whether it's fluky injuries or other things like that?
Right. Well, you really and truly, you can't control what's going to happen throughout the course of the game, but you can prepare yourself for what may happen. And I think with the freak injuries that we had, one with Lawson to his foot and Garrett Williams to his lower back, that kind of put us in a tough situation as far as our bullpen goes. But we really try to concentrate and focus on not putting these players in situations that can hurt their careers or that can hurt them that day physically. And I think overall as a group, we've done a good job in that area. And I think we have had to put some guys in, you know, situations where they might have to throw three innings as opposed to being accustomed to throwing two. I think we have to stretch the bullpen a little bit more in certain situations when guys get hurt. And I think that's been good for us and bad for us. Good for us in a way that kid has gotten that experience, has gone through that process, and bad for us because we're not really getting runs in those situations for those guys. But I mean, it's a long season. We're just at May 13th. Things turn around really, really quickly. We'll see where we end up here towards the end of the season, and hopefully we have more wins than we do losses. We just have to continue to work and bring energy every day and get better.
Appreciate it, Willie. Thanks so much. More with Jake coming up next on the other side of this break, the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve on Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.